been freed from all material contamination because he constantly thinks of the Lord's pastimes and because his mind and body have been converted to spiritual qualities. Because of his intense devotional service, his ignorance, material consciousness, and all kinds of material desires are completely burned to ashes. This is the stage at which one can achieve the shelter of the Lord's lotus feet. Purified, he becomes anyabhilashta sunya. In other words, all his material desires become zero, being burnt ashes, and he exists either as the Lord's servant, friend, father, mother, or conjugal lover. Because one thinks constantly in this way, one's present material body and mind are fully spiritualized, and the needs of one's material body completely vanish from one's existence. An iron rod put into a fire becomes warmer and warmer, and when it is red hot, it is no longer an iron rod, but fire. Similarly, when a devotee constantly engages in devotional service and thinks of the Lord in his original Krishna consciousness, he no longer has any material activities, for his body is spiritualized. Advancement in Krishna consciousness is very powerful. And therefore, even during this life, such a devotee has achieved the shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. This transcendental ecstatic existence of a devotee was completely exhibited by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In this regard, Srila Madhvacharya writes as follows: Tad bhavo bhavo tad tadha surupum bhakti kechid bhakta vinrutyanti gayati gayanti ta jathepsitam kechid tusnim japanti eva kechid sobhaya karinam. This ecstatic condition of devotional service was completely exhibited by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who sometimes danced, sometimes cried, sometimes sang, sometimes remained silent, and sometimes chanted the holy name of the Lord. That is perfect spiritual existence. This instruction to Prahlad Maharaj received while he was in his mother's womb, and the same instruction he was giving to his demoniac classmates and friends. This is the world, material world, where we are. You understand? We have been given a material body and we have put into this material existence or in material world. Why so? Are we material substance? No. We are not material substance. What are we?
I cannot pardon ourselves to Lord.
Huh?
We are spirit soul. Eternal pardon ourselves.
We are spiritual substance, isn't it? We are spirit souls. Do you know it? Have you this realization? Only by saying. What do you say?
I have not yet realized.
You have not yet realized. Only you mere say so. Like a parrot. The parrot says Krishna, Krishna. Parrot doesn't know who is Krishna and what is Krishna. He has been taught, so he only recites Krishna. You are like that. You are like parrot. You are not a parrot, you are a human being, superior being to parrot, isn't it? Then, why do you say like parrot? Can't you understand this thing? Can't you realize this thing? No? Why have you come here? What is your goal of life?
Unless you speak to Master speaks, you can't understand.
Have you not accepted the spiritual master?
Yes, accepted.
You have accepted. Have you not heard from him?
Yes.
Then?
Then I accept.
You accept him, but you have not yet realized this thing. What needed for it? For this realization? What is needed?
To surrender, to take shelter.
Then this shows that you have not surrendered. You have not yet surrendered?
Yes.
Then, when you have surrendered, sir, you should realize this thing. What is difficult? Huh?
It's not at once, but gradually.
That means you are learning to gradually surrender. Not at once. You are just practicing or you are just making a fashion of it? Or an imitation of it? What is that?
I want to surrender at once.
Yes, that must be done at once.
I have to.
Yes. Without any condition. Unconditional surrender. You understand it? Nothing gradual. Yes, I'll try, I'll first see, I'll first examine, I'll first know what is there, then I'll do in a gradual process. No shastra. Stated by all shastras, by all mahajanas, spiritual masters, that one should surrender unconditionally and at once. You understand? What is needed for it? And you have not done so yet. What is lacking with it? What is the cause?
Because I'm conditioned soul.
You are conditioned soul. Yes. Here, Prahlad Maharaj says, how can one be freed from such conditional space? Do you understand this? You can practice, you can understand this. Accepting the spiritual master and can practice in your life, then it is guaranteed. But one thing is needed. But do you know what is that?
You don't know who to shelter.
Oh, that you have said. That I said. But what one thing is needed for taking complete shelter? You don't know that. Huh? Gopikanta, do you know it? Have you taken complete shelter? The same question. Huh? What do you say? Huh? No?
Yes?
This is very people, not strong, yes. That means there is something lacking with you also. Yes, he says yes now. Something lacking. And what is that something? Something lacking with me, or is something lacking with Gopikanta? And something also lacking with many of us, many of us, isn't it? Assembled persons.
That
means
our clinching
first. Huh? Yes. Oh, you have not unclinching. Hey, this is your God, and that is your God? The same God, but it's your God. No unclinching faith. Yes, that's the most. That is the important cause. Krishna bhakti kaile sarva karma kruta hoy. Isn't it? That is the other one. Siddhanta bali archi to? Saddha sabde vishwasa kohe sudhura nishchay. Krishna bhakti kaile sarva karma kruta hoy. This is Siddhanta conclusion. You understand? Huh? Allah Maharaj says the same thing here. Krishna bhakti kaila sarvakarma sudha. Saddha sabde vishwasa kahi sudhura nishchay. Krishna bhakti kaila sarvakarma sudha. Saddha means unflinching faith. You understand? Gita also says the same thing. Saddhavana labhate jnanam tatpara sanjate indriyam. Jnana labdha paramsanti na acharena adhigacchati. Acharena adhigacchati. Do you know that verse?
I hear
Prabhupada saying. Huh?
Just reading any verse, I can't recite that verse.
Just reading like a barrel. Reading like a newspaper. Isn't it? Newspaper reading. Huh? This is an important verse. Gita has 700 verses. All are important. And some are most important. And some are very, very important. You understand? And you should know. Some are very confidential instructions. You understand? Saddhavana labhate jnanam tatpara sanjate indriyam. Jnana labdha param santi acireena adhigacchati. Saddhavan means one who has developed this unflinching faith. You understand? He is Saddhavan. Unflinching faith in what?
In the words of Sadhu Shastra and Guru.
In the words of Sadhu Shastra and Guru. That's correct. When he is Saddhavan Vyakti, Saddhavan Lavate Jnanam, the spiritual transcendental knowledge, he can acquire. You understand? He can gain the spiritual knowledge, transcendental knowledge. One must develop unflinching faith in sadhu, sastra and guru. You understand? Then what will happen? Saddhavan labhate jnanam tatparo sanjati indriyam. Then he becomes sanjati indriyam. What do you mean? What is that? He becomes the master of senses. See, his senses are completely controlled, subdued. You understand? Sanjati indriya. Jnana labdha param santi acireena adhigacchati. After a commandment of this knowledge, he gets param santi, supreme peace. And without delay, he can approach the lotus feet of the Lord. Understand? So this one important thing is unflinching faith. And this is the result of unflinching faith, consequence. You understand? So you should develop. One must not develop this unflinching faith. In other words, we say, if someone has doubt in it, shansaya atma, then you will pay this. Then what will your lot, you think of? Never develops its unflinching faith and become some sort of very little doubt. Then you must pay this. understand? So you should develop unflinching faith. And my question is, what is needed for it? That is my first question.
Listening to the sadhu. Listening.
That's not correct answer. Yes. Simplicity. Sarvata. You understand? This is most essential thing. Simplicity is needed. So this sort you are not simple, you are crooked. Isn't it? What do you say, Nurari?
Ignorant.
You are ignorant. Oh, you are not crooked, it is ignorant. But I say, ignorance, and maybe an ignorant fellow, but if he has simplicity, then he can, he has good fortune, he is very fortunate. He has developed a very good quality, and that is known as Vaishnavism. Srimad Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur says this. Simplicity is Vaishnavism. And you have come to this path to become Vaishnava, isn't it? No, not so.
Same verse.
Huh? Yes, yes, tell me.
To render service to the Vaishnava.
Oh, to render service to Vaishnava. You have not come to become Vaishnava. You understand? Here, my spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, has given a very nice example. Let me say first thing. If you have come to serve a Vaishnava, is that service a constant service or sometimes service and not service? Irregular service?
Regular, constant, and constant service.
Yes. If it is a regular and constant service, then automatically you will become a Vaishnava. This service is so powerful. Understand? The example is given here. If you put a piece of iron constantly into the fire, it will become what? It will become red hot, it will become fire. No longer an iron. You understand, so this bhakti, service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, service to his bona fide representative, spiritual master or Vaishnava, is very powerful. You understand? If someone is constantly engaged in such service, naturally will become a Vaishnava. That service will turn you as a Vaishnava. It's so powerful. The piece of iron is turned into fire. You understand? Then why have you not become?
Sir.
Yes?
I have served.
You have to serve. You have not yet served. This is lacking?
No, it's not.
Yes, therefore you have come here to learn all these things, to become Vaishnava. You understand? Vaishnava means a devotee of the Lord. That is our constitutional position as a soul, spirit soul. That must say that you are a spirit soul. You understand? And thereby you can realize this thing. But if you will constantly engage in this loving service of the Lord under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master, or in other words, if you constantly serve as bona fide representative of the Lord, a bona fide representative of the Lord, sadhu sastra guru, sadhu guru, you can automatically become a Vaishnava. You understand? This automatic process, the example is there, an iron turns into fire. You understand? It's so powerful. This devotional service, bhakti, is so powerful. And this bhakti is stated, material consciousness, because of his intense devotional services, ignorance, material consciousness and kinds of material desires are completely burnt, harsh. You are a conditioned soul, you have developed this bodily impression, and bodily thinking, bodily ideas, bodily conception of life, isn't it? So you have many material desires. And this will be one process. How? It is now stated here. The Lord Maharaj says, and that you have to do, isn't it? Thereby, you can achieve the shelter of the Lord's lotus feet. That is your goal of life. The supreme goal, the ultimate goal of life, isn't it? And that is good. All sadhus, all Vaishnavas, all spiritual masters and all shastras, Vedic scriptures, they say so. And my spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, has quoted a very good quotation from Srila Madhvacharya's writing. You understand? When one achieves this stage of pure devotional service, develops your devotion towards Lord, he forgets his material existence. He forgets that he has a material body. You understand? His bodily conception of life is finished. He is burnt to ashes. Then, as Srimad Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has exhibited the ecstatic condition of devotional service. How? Sometimes dance, sometimes cried, sometimes sang, sometimes remained silent, sometimes chanted the holy name of the Lord. This is the perfect spiritual existence. The devotee, one must develop such bhav. He also does like that. In previous verses, it has been stated, Gayati Rauti Nathati. Isn't it? You understand? And our goal is that. I was also the other day telling the same thing, how the Vaishnava Acharyas, bona fide and famous Vaishnava Acharyas like Bhakti Siddhanta, Saraswati Goswami Maharaj, my beloved spiritual master, Sri Lord Bhakti Vedanta Swami, Prabhupada Maharaj, they had attained this thing. You understand? They have attained this half space. But those who come to this platform, this material platform, to the platform of the conditional souls, living entity, to deliver them. You understand? They never exhibit such bhav, static bhav, you understand? Publicly. They suppress it. If that will be exhibited, they cannot preach. You understand? They cannot preach. The preachers generally don't exhibit it. You understand? They subdue such and they suppress such power. You understand? They are doing like that. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, Srila Prabhupada Ji Maharaj, Mahesh Guru Maharaj, they were all doing like that because they were preachers. They had come here to deliver the conditioned souls. You understand? When they find that such suppression is impossible, sometimes it so happens. While they were preaching, they were speaking, sitting on Vyasasam, they immediately got up and leave that place and rushed to their rooms, apartments, and closed the door, lived inside. You understand? Generally, they do like that. They never exhibit such half completely because general people cannot understand this. General people cannot understand this bhava. Rather, they think otherwise. You understand? Then they criticize the sadhu by that. Thereby they commit some offense. Sadhu ninda. You understand? So, those sadhus are preachers who have come here to preach. They generally never exhibit this. Sriman Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had done so. In the beginning of his sannyas period, sannyas life, for 6 years, he was preaching. And at that time, he was not exhibiting all these ecstatic moves. Then, for the last 18 years, until Leela, you understand? He didn't preach. He remained in that Gambhira. Have you seen that from Gambhira? Yes. Kashi Mishra's house. And he was discussing all these tattvas, Radha Krishna tattva with Surudhanandra Goswami and Ramananda Rai. And at that time he was exhibiting all these things, as it is mentioned. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sometimes danced, sometimes cried, sometimes sang, sometimes remained silent, sometimes chanted the holy name of the Lord. Many such descriptions are there in Chaitanya Charitamrita Samsara Leela. You can find it. You understand? He never publicly exhibited all these things. This is the thing. But this is the ultimate goal, the last stage of devotional sadhus, the last stage. So this is from Madhana's speaking world. You know this? Bhato Pita Kapho?
Yes.
What is that?
Sribar is a fill up of bones, blood.
No, three things. Bhato Pita Kapho. Three things, I say.
This is the blood.
Blood. Bhato Pita Kapho. Blood is not there. You know, Gopikanta? No. Three things. Cough?
Yes.
Yes?
Cough?
Huh?
And,
Yes? Bato? Wind? Air? Pito? By? Three the heart. You understand? Other things that you say, the flesh, the blood, the bones, the urine, stool, many nasty things there are in this bag. You understand? Dasyatma buddhi kuno peti dhat. One thinks this bag to be self. You understand? This bag filled with all these nasty things to be self. That I am this bag. Rupiti dhātuke, sothi kalakrādhis bhūmityati. To think, the persons connected or related to this bag, this body, are my teeth and keen own men, own people. You understand? Kalata, wife, children, family members, all these things are mine. You understand? Are related to this bag, this body. Bhaumajyadhi, next thing. this body is born in that land. In which land? The land in which this body is born is Orsit. The land is Orsit. You understand? Bhumi Jyotish. He never says the supreme worshipable deity or object is Krishna. He never says that. You understand? Bhumi Jyotish. जस्यात्मबुद्धि गुणपेति धातु के शोधि कौतरादि भूमि जी चतुर्थ बुद्धि न सलिले करी चीज अंडरस्टैंड इफ दैट पर्सन और एनी पर्सन गोस टू द प्लेसेस ऑफ पिलग्रिमेज तीर्थ स्थान होली प्लेसेस ओनली टू टेक ए बाथ डिप इन टू द होली रिवर और होली पॉन्ड और समथिंग लाइक दैट And thinks this dipping or bathing is Tirtha Jatra. Such a person cannot be said or cannot be entitled as a human being. It's no better than an asatra, an animal. You understand? He cannot understand, or he cannot realize this thing, or he doesn't know that his soul is the body. He only knows this. You understand? And he has this goal in his life. What is that? This goal, do you know? Four things. Eating, sleeping, mating, defending. Ahara nidra bhaya vaitu. You understand? This is the need of this material body. How to satisfy these needs? Very well. You understand? He's striving very hard. He works as an ass. To satisfy these needs, and fulfill these needs. You understand? It's like an ass or cow or an animal. It cannot be called a human body, human being. You understand? So, Bhagavad says this thing. One who is a really human being, he should have this idea, this conception of life, that he is a spirit soul, he is not this body, he is the eternal servitor of Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. His only duty, only work is to satisfy Krishna, to work for Krishna. You understand? He knows this thing. He can be said that he is a human being. Otherwise he cannot be said human being, he is an animal. You understand? There is a nice story I had. I used to say it many times. You know that story?
Yes, one brahmachari.
Yes.
I've got the spiritual master. And spiritual vision. And then he went to collect Dikya. And spiritual master said, if you find someone is as human, then you can ask Dikya. But those who are like animal, two legs, they won't give anything. That boy.
Yes. There was a spiritual master. He had a disciple. So he ordered his disciple go to the villages and get some bhikkha. He gave him a pair of the specs. He put it on. The specs says, Sachinandan has put on. You understand? And that he has put on some, I also put on. You understand? And putting on the specs, if you find, see somebody as human being, they collect bhikkha from him, otherwise don't call it. You understand? So, he, according to the instruction of the spiritual master, he went on. It went through many villages, some 10 to 15 villages. You understand? While he was scooting on these bags, he saw all look animals, like animals, two-legged animals. They have no horns, no tail. Uchchavishana, you know. My Guru Maharaj says many times, two-legged animals. Though they are human beings, but they are not really human beings, they are two-legged animals. That disciples saw like that. You understand? But he was always remembering the instruction of his spiritual master. Oh, my spiritual master said, if someone will be seen as human being by putting on this bag, then you get rich of him, otherwise no. So he couldn't get rich. He passed through some 10 to 15 villages of him, became very much disappointed that I couldn't call it in rich. So day was going to end. At last, fortunately, he saw one human. So he got some bhikkha from him and returned to the ashram. Then stand. Then spiritual master asked him, why you are so late? He said, spiritual master, when I put on this thing, I saw no humanity. All are animals. Look, you are like animals. Fortunately, after passing through 10 to 15 villages, I saw one human being and I got some bhikkha, so it is late. Please excuse me. Then said, this is a nice story. So, this is a very deep purport in it. What is that? Because though they are human beings, though they look like human beings, really they are not human beings. Because they only run after these four things. Eating, sleeping, mating, and depending like animals. This story teaches this. You understand? Only who knows this thing very well, that is the servant, eternal servant, Supreme Lord Krishna, is not made body, is spirit soul, and who is constantly engaged in rendering devotional service unto the Supreme Lord, he is really a human being. You understand? Otherwise, he cannot be. The verse of Srimad Bhagavatam says so, sasti. So, eva gokha is no better than an ass or a cow. What is our duty, really? Because they are gokha, there are asses and cows. They think that duty is to serve the motherland. You understand? To serve their family. You understand? To serve their countrymen. You understand? They know this is our duty. They serve the government, isn't it? They serve one's boss, you understand? All these things, well on this is it. They work for them. This work is worthy, and do your duty, isn't it? Huh? This motto have you pasted in your office? Another thing is also there, Madhav Seva, Manav Seva, Madhav Seva. Service to mankind is service to Lord. It's another thing is there. If someone goes something ahead, he says right, service to mankind is service to God. What is that duty? They never say that our duty is service to the Lord. They never say so. They have never printed this motto of anything. Service to mankind is service to God. Manav Seva, Madhav Seva, do your duty, work is worthy. Yes, let me say something. My work is finished. So, Maharaj, I'll go there. Unless I go, how can I go? But Bhagavad says, Deva Siva Bhavanunam Pitrunam Va Nakim Karanayam Ranincharadam Sarvatmane Jusaranam Saranyam Gatam Gunnam Parivutta Vartam. Do you know?
One who render loving service to unto the Lord Narayan, he don't need to save anyone else. He becomes free from doubt, from all living entities.
He becomes free from all days. You understand? One has completely surrendered oneself. When one has completely surrendered oneself to the lotus feet of Mukunda, this is Supreme Lord Krishna, he is free from all days, no days. Generally, what are the days? Devarsi Nunam Pitrunam. Devarsi Bhutato Nunam Pitrunam. Devruna, Runa means day, D-E-T. Understand? Devruna, you are indebted to demigods. Bhuta, you are indebted to animals. Atta, you are indebted to your so-called relatives, kith and kin, friends. You understand? Nrunam, you are indebted to the human society. Pitrunam, you are indebted to your parents. So many debts you have incurred. And you have to pay back. Do you understand? These debts. How can you pay back? You cannot pay back any other means except one. Gatam kundam parivurta kartam. If you can completely surrender yourself, lotus feet of Mukunda, the Supreme Lord Mukunda Hari Krishna, then all debts are finished, paid back, automatically, no debt. You understand? Otherwise you cannot pay back. You understand? And generally speaking, generally people say so. You have to pay back the debts you have incurred for your parents. How can you do it? What do they say? You know it?
Yes.
What is that?
Give children.
Yes, give children. That means you have to marry, accept a wife and procreate children, son, to keep up the dynasty, Vansarokya. You understand? Then you will be freed from the days. Parental days. You understand? But Srimad Bhagavatam says, Gatamukundam Parivurta Kartan. To completely surrender yourself at the lotus feet of Mukunda, then all sorts of days are finished. Now that. You understand? You worry. You want to clarify to me in this day. What is that? Pay back your debts by surrendering yourself to the spirit of Mukunda or by marrying and procreating children. What do you want? Very, yeah.
Very easy.
Very easy?
Best is surrender.
Oh, best process. Very easy process. Paying back one's debts is to surrender unto Lord Mukunda, isn't it? Then Satyanandan is teaching you to do this business. Isn't it? Satyanandan is very always thinking of how can I pay back these debts? I must do all this business, run this business, then amass some money or keep some money for my family, for my dear wife, and then my duty is finished. Then I will go. Render service to Lord Nishimba. First I'll do it. But as you said, remember this, life after life will go away. You can't do it. You can't do it. You can't pay back all your debts. Rather, debts will be heavy, heavier, heavier, more, more, increasing, increasing. This is a very easy way. Surrender yourself completely to the lotus feet of Mukunda and automatically all your days are finished, paid back. You understand? Very important. No debt. Yes, let me say something. One person I want.
Janaka was a king.
Yes.
He did not abdicate it. He did not abdicate.
Yes. Yes.
Similarly, it is necessary that a government servant abdicate government service to become a Vaishnava.
No, not necessity. Only the thing of consciousness. This question of consciousness. As Janaka had that consciousness. Comes by that. There is a story about Janaka. Sukadev went to King Janaka to get some instruction from him according to the order of his father, Vasudev. And Sukadev waited very long time there. Janaka was very busy with his administrative affairs. Sukadev was thinking, what is that? Is the king is busy in all these things? Why my father ordered me to do so like Janaka, such a very elevated personality, is a Mahatma, you say, Mahajana. Janakadaya Gita also says that he, Bhagavan Krishna has given this instruction to Arjuna also. So at last Janaka called Sukadev Goswami. Then Sukadev Goswami went to him, then Janaka said, all right, please, let us go to river Saraju. Janaka was king of Mithila and that river was going beside that capital and have a path. So both of them went, King Janaka and Sukadev Goswami. Janaka was a king, he had very rich garments, kingly, royal dress, very valuable. So he put aside all these things on the bank and put an egg on top and went in the river to beg. Sukadev Goswami was a jati, a virakta, sannyasi. He had nothing, he had only copy, only mere copy, isn't it? So he also put aside his copy in there and entered in. You have to take bath. And this time, while they are taking bath, something so happened that there was a cry that everything is going to ashes now. The fire caught in the capital of Radha-Dama. And they saw, oh yes, such a great fire is coming towards the river bank. You understand? Burning to ashes everything. King Janaka was on Pattar. He was not Pattar. But Sukadev Goswami was Pattar. Oh, fire is coming from my copin will be burnt. So he ran to the bank to get back his copin while King Janaka was on Pattar. You see, this is this our king. Though he was a king, he was on a task. Let it be one process. It's nothing to do. Then the copin, till that attachment was there, Sukadev Goswami, that attachment was his copin. We never blame the government servants or government servants. We blame that attitude. That's too much of task to that service. That we say. If you can become a caste like Raja Janak, then you are a Mahatma. You understand? My point is that I never blame, because I blame that attachment. They don't know what is the work. Yes. Duty given means material duty, not the service to the Lord. Yes. Government wants to make you work like an ass, to labor you hard like an ass. Thereby government leaders will take benefit.
So that criticism becomes irrelevant. If one in his consciousness is devoted to Lord Krishna.
Yes. Devoted to Lord Krishna, and he utilizes only service for the service of Krishna. Whatever he earns by that, he utilizes everything for the service of Krishna. Then he's like Radha Rama. He will never be attached. But we are always attached to our service. How can I get promotion? How can I get my higher increment or pay? So many strikes, demands like that. Now it's going, the professors, lectures are doing. So many things. Yes. Any type of karma. Gita never says anything like that. Gita only says this only karma. Jagyatha karma anyatra lokayam karma vanna. That Gita says. That means you perform karma only for jagya. Jagya means jagya purusha for the satisfaction of Vishnu or Vishnu or Krishna. That karma, related karma. You understand? Gita only says this is karma. Not fruitive activity. That's not karma. Even though we did not know everything, you should know it by thought. Not by apparent consideration. It's your absolute consideration. Thought to vichara. That's Gita's teaching. That is karma. You must think that we will relate this thing to our karma. No? Oriented, that means it is devotion, bhakti.
But it's mixed devotion.
Oh, you'll become a demigod. You'll be promoted to the higher planetary systems. The Krishna will sanction you many, much more enjoyment. You, Satyananda, now enjoy. A very long duration life, a kalpa, which cannot be calculated. You should person. Then we will be elevated demigod planet. Yeah. In one life, in this very life, in this human life is possible, not in other life, not in demigod's life, not possible. Therefore, demigods want to be born as human beings, then much more anxious. Because they cannot get this taste of this pure devotional state in that life, the mystic world. Supposing to Manavirañcitāme, Lord Rudra Dev Sivati says, Sajjan Pishpumam Viranchitāmeti Tat Parami Māṁ Cinto Vyākta Vaishnavatam Padam Jathāṁ Padam Jathāyum Kālatvai Vibhudhāyu Satyam Kālatvai Padam Jathāyum Vindati Kālatvai. That is, Lord Shiva says, you can become Brahmā Satadhanmi Pumandiran Chitāmiti. If you can very sincerely working, doing your duty, or Swadharma, I say, not the so-called duty, Swadharma, Purnashram Dharma, for 100 lives, then you can become Brahmā. Krishna will one day make you Brahmā. Tapahi mā, Shiva says, do something more than that, some past activities like that, then you become Shiva, my place, my position, tattvarani mā. Kinto vyākta vaiṣṇavaṁ bhāgavatam vaiṣṇavaṁ ayaṁ. Kinto the vaiṣṇava, the pure devotional state, bhakti sthiti is so powerful, pure devotion, that we have not achieved. A pure devotee who is born as a human being, this mortal loko, pujyam mātruṣam, I worship such a devotee. Śrīmatī says, I worship such a devotee. You understand? He is superior to me. He is a pure devotee. I have a pure devotion. Pujyam mātruṣam sadā. Śrīmatī says, padam, we demigods, we have to wait for the completion of kalpa, which is very, very long duration. I cannot meet that stage or approach that lotus feet of Krishna. But if your Vaishnava devotee immediately gets it. He has not to wait for such a long time, whereas we have to wait. So, the reason for the question, one is intelligent, directly take to this.
Jai Śrīla Prabhupāda Jī Mahārāj ke, Jai Śrīla Gurudev ke, Jai Samaveta Bhakta Vṛnda ke, Jai Ananta Koṭi Vaiṣṇava Vṛnda ke, Jai Gaura Premānanda ke.
Hari Hari.